B-Pod Studios.
I guess we didn't shout it from the rooftops that we were out of studio yesterday. And shame on me, because here I am. I guess this was Saturday, and I'm booking a guest for Monday. And my guy was like, hey, dude, you're off Monday. Don't forget that it's a holiday. And I'm like, all right, okay, only available day Wednesday. let's get that person on a Wednesday. So we're going to have Sean Bradley, Eagles linebacker, newly Eagles linebacker, rookie, nice. Just drafted by the
local
Birds.
Kid.
A Temple product.
Uh-huh, South Jersey boy.
I was just going to say South Jersey. I still got Colonel on my head, on my mind. Still got Colonel on my mind.
Hey, he's hard to get out of your mind.
From our interview Monday, Mike Kern, the great Mike Kern joined us. But I hope you guys had a wonderful Memorial Day. Jamie, Bob. Everyone listening, I saw our buddy Dan Schwartz, a friend of the show. Our buddy Mike and KOP, friend of the show. They were tweeting, hey, where are the guys? It sounds like one of them, their best of programs. And there it was. So our apologies. It snuck up on people. I didn't even realize it was Memorial Day until like Sunday, actually.
Really?
I totally forget that stuff.
No.
I totally forget like when we have days off.
Because we don't do it very often.
That is correct, Bob.
It's your fault.
That is...
Like, we like, Jamie and I like to take some days off.
Ah, what are you going to do? See, here's the thing you do.
What are you going to do?
You do this.
Like, that's really cool.
Can you sleep past like 8 o'clock?
No, I wake up every day at like 3:30. And I stay awake for about a half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get up or you stay in bed?
No, I stay in bed and I just lay there and I think, am I going to work today or am I not? And then it's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, all right, go back to sleep. And then I can't go back to sleep. And I eventually do, and then I get up at 6, and then on it goes.
What day is it?
It's your fault.
October? All right, wait.
It's your fault.
How is it my... No, wait, do you...
Like, what's wrong with taking a week's vacation?
We'll do
Why
that.
Why are you so against it?
We'll do that.
Jamie, am I right?
In a couple weeks.
Is Jamie in there?
Jamie's in there, yeah.
He's like against it, isn't he, Jamie?
I'm not against it. A week vacation. We'll take a week vacation.
I wish I worked with you more when you didn't have children, because maybe when you didn't have children, you'd want to be home more.
No. I've been like this a long time. If you forget, we went on like one vacation as a kid.
In all honesty, I think I complained about you at home one time saying that, like, Mark never wants to take a day off. And Donna looks at me. She goes, oh, this is coming from you. And she's like, you still have, I think, 78 weeks left at the newspaper that you haven't taken.
We should do a segment where you call the paper and just be like, hey, guys, I'm taking next week off. And
they're not talking to me.
Go figure. But I hope everyone did enjoy Memorial Day yesterday.
Did you do anything spectacular?
Not really.
No?
Just hung out.
Chill?
I saw Mom and Dad, went and saw Joey and Eleanor.
Oh, good. How's Dad's beard?
Dad's beard is strong.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Is he trimming it or just letting it come in?
Like, my parents, trim it a little bit. I told him he's got to shave the stuff from under the mouth, the chin areas.
Yeah.
Gotta take care of that just to keep it tight, right? And
Flavor saver.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. My parents are at that stage in their marriage, right, where I guess they don't relay information from their children. So we're out back on the deck, and we're out there with little Toots, and my mom, and my dad's like nowhere to be found. And I'm like, Mom, is Dad coming out? And she goes, I think so. And I'm like, you think what? Huh? And then like 20 minutes go by, and I was like, Mom, does Dad know we're here? And she goes, I don't know. And I'm like,
wait, you were at your parents' house?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said they were at your house. Okay.
No, we went.
So
down,
you guys are hanging outside, and Dad's not coming out.
We're just like, Mom, did you tell Dad we were here? So we did the socially distance, and he came out, and then the beard was unveiled. Oh my goodness, magnificent, majestic, I would call. Mm. I've never seen my father with facial hair. Like, I know people that, like, their dads have beards. They always have beards. Maybe they shave, like, once every other year, and they come out with, like, all the clean shaven, and they totally look like a different person. My dad, I pinpointed it. My dad, right now, went from looking like Tony Siragusa's brother to looking like Francis Ford Coppola's brother. That's what he looks like. Like, prime Francis Ford Coppola. That's what my dad looks like right now.
Now, do you comment on the beard when he walked out?
Standing ovation.
Really?
When he walked out, oh, man. If I had pots and pans, I would have been banging them together. Oh, my God. It was Bob, majestic, this beard.
Now, what caught did the pandemic cause him to want to go? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So will he, if things get back to normal soon, will it be gone, do you think? Or do you think he likes it?
I think I've convinced him that it's great.
How about Eleanor? Does she like it? What?
there's no opinion.
He doesn't care?
Pretty much. But I saw a lot of people down the shore. saw the videos of people down the shore.
Yeah.
And then I heard reports that, oh, yeah, if you saw a couple of videos of it looking overcrowded, it wasn't that bad. Did anybody go down the shore? Did anybody enjoy a shore weekend time down the shore? Jamie, did you go down with the family?
I made the day trip yesterday.
How was it? What was the scene?
It seemed kind of low-key.
Low-key, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a great beach day, so you couldn't get the true test of who was on the beach. We didn't go towards the boardwalk, obviously, but the town seemed quiet.
Okay. All right, and what town was it?
Ocean City.
You're down Ocean City?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's no drinking.
Just not in public.
Masks all around?
I really didn't even see anybody. I did a curbside pickup for food, a place over in Strathmere.
Okay.
And that was masks. The one other person I saw, the restaurant had masks on. That was my only interaction with people.
Because I will say, walking around the city, there was definitely more of that Philly during the summer vibe.
Yeah.
Where people were, peace, we're down the shore.
Like, yeah, that's what I love about the city. I picked up dinner Friday night in Passyunk, and like 8 of the first 10 people I saw were at restaurant windows without masks on, and I was just like, oh boy, here we go.
I just had this conversation the other day.
It's not back to normal. We're doing pretty good, and there's a lot of positives, but let's just see this out.
If your doctor said to you, just on a random, like unrelated to Corona, COVID-19, if your doctor said to you, hey, you know what? There's this thing you could do. It's a small thing. It's not that much of an inconvenience. But if you do this one thing and maybe 10 other people do it, there's a chance that there's some good that could come out of it. For humanity, would you do that one little thing?
Yeah, right?
I would do that one little thing.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't,
absolutely.
And then I'd shut up about it. Like, I would be like, oh, okay, I just got to do this one thing. Okay, yeah, fine. Like, it's not that big a deal. And people are making it like, you're a sheep. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm a sheep.
It's you don't have to do it full time. Just do it the 5 to 10 minutes you're in consolidated spaces with people.
Exactly.
It's not an inconvenience.
We did the cocktail thing. We went out to one of the bars in the neighborhood, me and my wife and another
couple. How great are cocktails to go?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I hope it stays full time.
I'm like, America!
Yeah.
Like, this is like, but I feel like it's New Orleans, but cleaner. Is that
right?
Sense? And I go out and everyone had masks on for the most part. Like, I would say of the people I saw in the city, like 95% of the people had masks on. And they had a thing set up, like a plexiglass thing where you could order a drink at the bar window, and they brought it out. Everyone was great. I brought my own pen just to be a little extra safe.
Oh, there you go.
Boom. But I just feel like it was a great time to be in the city again because it felt a little bit like normalcy, and it felt like those typical summer days in the city when 90% of the population is down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, we came over on Sunday. We had to go down to my son's house in South Philly and just drove around downtown for a little bit, and it wasn't bustling, but it was moving, and yeah, the masks were kind of, because I'm driving and Donna's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh my God, there's like 8 people that don't have masks on. I'm like, all right, but for the most part, you see joggers and stuff like that. When they get to people, everybody was clearing out and making sure they weren't near each other. So I really didn't see much bad going on. Mm-hmm. If you were around people, it seemed like for the most part, people had masks on also.
It's like I spy. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
And because everybody points it out, that guy over there.
Oh, yeah.
There was one guy across the street did not have a mask on. Right? His buddy did, and they were standing like 2 feet apart. And like, I was like, okay. Maybe they're quarantined together?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not going to jump and judge those people.
No, I don't mind if somebody's not wearing a mask out in,
the middle of nowhere.
Social distancing, esque situations where you can avoid people. But when you're in a tight spot, just throw the mask on.
If you're on a boat. There you go. If you're on a boat by yourself, no mask. That's
you're standing near other people. Look out for them.
And the place I went had a sign that said like no mask, no service.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
most
places. That's every place. Yeah, all the places over in Jersey. Yeah.
I tried to go up and yell at the person and tell them I was American just so I could go viral. Didn't work. So whatever. No, I enjoyed a fine. Had a nice beer. Had a Yards. Treated myself to a nice beer. As a matter of fact,
Yards
didn't go whiskey.
Which one? Yards Pale Ale or Yards?
I did because I was doing Yards. What is it? The India Pale Ale?
Yeah,
same?
IPA.
Yeah, they got an IPA now.
Yeah, Yards does, yeah. So I had, I was drinking them this weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, Bobby.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. So we hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day, and obviously, thank you so much to all that have served our country. I know we all have family militarily involved, and all the appreciation in the world certainly did not go. We had a friend of mine who was once a Marine, always a Marine. He was over the house yesterday, had a social distancing drink, had a nice little time there. But we hope everyone got to enjoy their Memorial Day weekend. Now, one of the things that was a highlight for me over the weekend, speaking of spectacular, Bob, to use your words, the match 2 was spectacular.
It was so much fun.
I sat there and the thought that kept on going around in my head was, I'm caddying for these guys.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like I won some kind of all-in challenge bid and got to follow Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady as they played a round of golf. That's how they presented it to the viewing audience, and they hit a home run with it.
Yeah.
They absolutely crushed it. This was one of the best. Like, if Last Dance is the best thing to come out of the pandemic in terms of entertainment, and like Joe Exotic from the beginning of the pandemic, the beginning of shutdown, right? This was probably better than those other things. Like, when you talk about a live event, you talk about it being an actual, more or less, sporting event, and the access you got as a fan of sports in general, like, you didn't even have to be a big golf fan. All you had to know is these are two of the best. You football fan, obviously, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning bring in that audience. Peyton Manning has mass appeal. We all know that. Like, those guys did it. Charles Barkley being part of the broadcast, getting the feed, like, literally being there along for the ride. They could not have done a better job with this.
Yeah.
Like, we were thinking about the pig tournament, the horse challenge, the horse tournament that they did on ESPN. That was just a train wreck of train wrecks. This was the complete opposite of that. It could not have been more successful. 6 million viewers. 6 million viewers for this golf tournament that essentially, I hate to use this term because it's a derogatory term, but it was like a gimmick. But it was awesome. Sometimes gimmicks are good things. This was a great thing.
Yeah, it was fun. And Tom Brady's a dork. And Peyton Manning's really cool. Tiger's really competitive. And Phil will become a phenomenal golf teacher when he's done playing.
He'll be a great golf coach.
Hey, he's so much... He's that guy... You know how when we all golf, there's always some guy...
I think on your backswing, you should do it.
Like, I hate that, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you're too handicapped. I'm not out here to you know, put the world on fire. I'm just out here having fun. But... the way Phil teaches and the way he's, you know, like Brady hits a 30-foot putt about 8 feet. And he's, no, that's good, that's good. You left me a good line. Like, I thought Mickelson was, I thought he was the hit of the day. In my book, he was the hit of the day. Tiger didn't talk much.
No, he was.
He's just like, and did you see when Peyton flipped him the ball at the end when they conceded the putt to Peyton, the way he, like, snatched it,
yeah,
we won this one. I was like, damn.
No off switch.
No, they're no.
No off.
Reminds you of anybody?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It reminded me a little of that Jordan quality.
Yeah.
Tom Brady definitely was getting pissed out there, and Charles Barkley was poking him.
Yeah.
Chuck mm-hmm. was poking him a little bit.
And the Eagles still very much on Tom Brady's head.
Yeah.
I will say this. in route to that amazing soundbite that we'll play for you tonight.
Well, there's two. There's the Nick Foles from Peyton.
From Peyton, yeah.
And then there's the other one from JT.
I felt like I was watching an episode of The Office, the roast episode.
Because boom, roasted.
Everybody was getting on Tom Brady.
It was great.
And it started with Peyton Manning saying, man, I should have brought my brother Eli to caddy, maybe Nick Foles. And Tom Brady turns around, that's a cheap shot. You know, we'll
keep trying, yeah.
And then you heard Barkley egging him on, and then you heard the soundbite of soundbites, which was they're saying, hey, you know, Tiger isn't the Falcons. You know, you can come, it's harder to come back on him. And he's like, yeah, same colors. But it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And I think all of Philadelphia should have just had a parade at that moment. Because that was like...
We're world champs, baby. And that's all I got to say.
That was our... And like Tom looks at the camera and smiles, and we're like smiling right. Oh, he did it. But everybody was piling on Tom Brady, and it was probably the most here in Philly because we also had the Nick Foles connection. And then outside of that, Sean Payton, who's now going to be coaching in the same division against Tom Brady, watched him struggle throughout the whole round. In Florida said, I love this Florida version of Tom Brady. And I felt like every time Tom Brady did something, whether it was calling out the Eagles, whether it was getting ripped by Sean Payton, or whether he was ripping his pants as he bent over, I felt like the whole day it was the roast episode of The Office. Boom, roasted. Tom Brady ripped his pants. Boom, roasted. Call Eli. Boom, roasted. It just felt like everybody, no pun intended, got to tee off on Tom Brady himself.
Well, that's what happens when you're the greatest, isn't it? People want to come after you. You could tell the inner competitor in him was very pissed off, you said. Yeah, he wasn't. But he did hit that one shot. And, you know, for all of us, and Jamie's done that, he's holed out for an eagle. For all of us, like that would be okay. I'd be like, hey, you can bust all you want. Do you see that shot I hit on six? Like,
yeah, I don't care what happens the rest of the round.
Exactly.
Did you see my shot with the backspin that went directly in the hole?
But
that was awesome.
You could tell Brady wasn't satisfied with just that. Nah. He was pissed.
Well, he knew that kind of made up for like maybe two holes of his dreadful performance. Because I know I wasn't alone out there going, I can beat Tom Brady or something.
He's got a nice swing.
He does.
He's got a real nice swing. He doesn't use driver at all.
No, he didn't pull it out once.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was really wild was when Barkley was poking him.
Because Barkley sucks.
And Barkley, they're riding along, and you hear Barkley say, Tom, I want a piece of you. I could take you, man. I want some strokes or whatever.
How about we get MJ and Charles together, and maybe they can go out there versus Peyton and Tom. Or
settle the score.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'd watch.
Who wouldn't?
What's really wild is
who wouldn't?
But that's the other thing. Like, what's next? And we'll get to that in one second. But when you're watching Tom Brady listen to Charles Barkley and he says, "Hey, basically, I'm not a golfer. I'm still trying to win Super Bowls." It was like, oh, he's pissed. Tom's getting upset.
Can Joe Exotic golf?
We'll see when he gets out of the
clink. You get like the stars of the pandemic. You get Jordan and Joe Exotic out there.
Carol Baskin, get her out there.
Why not?
Why not?
So we'll go Jordan and Joe Exotic and against Barkley and pick somebody else.
All right. So exactly. But what is next? Because that's the thing. And when we get something great during quarantine, we're like, what's next? Joe Exotic. And then it was like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Right? The Last Dance. All right. What's next? What's the next thing we could do with this? What's the next?
Entertain me, clown.
Exactly. Roll me more entertainment. I've seen everything on Netflix. Give me something else. I've seen Hulu. I've seen even Amazon Prime. You need to show me something else. What's the next thing they can do? Because I can't remember the last time I was pulled into a gimmick this much in sports. And maybe the only other thing I can compare it to is the Winter Classic. The Winter Classic was just, it was an outdoor game. But I was like, wow, this is amazing. Jamie and I got to work a couple of Winter Classics. And it's an incredible thing to be a part of. Fenway Park was our playground for like 3 days in Boston when the Flyers played the Bruins in 2010.
Yeah.
It was awesome. What's the next thing that can draw you in the way the match 2 did? What's the next thing you want to see? We're open to suggestions. We want to know what you want to see next. It could be anything involved in sports. It could be connected to The Last Dance. Hell, it could be connected to Joe Exotic. It could be connected to the match. It could be another match you want to see. Whether or not it's Michael Jordan, whether or not it's Charles Barkley and Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods again, whatever it might be, I'm all ears. I want to know what's the next best thing you want to see. Because even Last Dance, people were like, oh, well, Last Dance. How about Lance Armstrong, the new 30 for 30 that's out? What is Lance Armstrong? First off, I don't really.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit.
I didn't watch a second of it.
And turn
it.
I don't like Lance Armstrong.
No, me neither.
I don't know anything. I never met the man. I only know people that have had interactions with him. Even before he won anything, I've not heard the best things in the world about him. So whatever. I just saw people tweeting about what a jerk he came off to be. And I'm like, okay, that seems like it's par for the course. That was supposed to be and is supposed to be the next thing after The Last Dance. What's the next thing you want to see in the sports world? Now, Sam Wilson, in terms of a Twitter poll, we're not going to do a Twitter poll today. Open suggestions here. We're just going to open it up. I want you to follow the best possible suggestions we get. Our Twitter question today would be, what's the next best thing you want to see after the match? What are your suggestions for what to see next? Whether that is another golf match, whether that's another documentary, what's the next best thing you want to see in sports that can pull you in? That's what I want to examine today, brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. I got to say, the Winter Classic is something that drew me in. I was like, wow, this is incredible. It was just an outdoor game. And since then, they kind of watered it down a little bit. But Flyers, Penguins this past year was awesome for the Stadium Series. That was great. Or 2 years ago now. That was awesome. What's the next best thing that you want to see involving the sports world? We'll get into that. The NBA can be returning soon, hopefully. The NHL, hopefully, is returning soon. We'll follow all those stories today. And how about this? There's been a changing of the guard. And we've talked about the leadership role and that aspect of the changing of the guard in the Eagles locker room. I didn't realize this until Alex, am I saying his name right? Subers, is it, from LaSalle?
Yeah.
He posted pictures, because he's a photographer, works a lot with the Sixers. You'll see him post a lot of stuff with like Ben Simmons behind the scenes, Joel Embiid, those guys.
Yeah, I think he occasionally works with some Eagles and stuff like that.
So he's posting pictures of Malcolm Jenkins Will Parks, and Rodney McLeod working out.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Malcolm Jenkins hasn't gone to New Orleans yet. He's still in Philly. New Orleans Saints are not having an offseason program like the Eagles are right now with their virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. And he posts pictures of Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, and Will Parks all working out together. And Malcolm Jenkins is like coaching up Will Parks.
Awesome.
We got to get Will Parks back on the show.
Yeah.
First off, guy's a spitfire. Really like the guy. Like, I love the idea of him not only getting to know his new teammate, Rodney McLeod, but also getting some great advice from a guy like Malcolm Jenkins.
And was impressed with how much Malcolm loves the city. So, like, as an Eagles fan, that's all you want, right? Oh,
yeah. And Will Parks is from Philly.
Yeah. So he has, you know, an invested stake here.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, as a fan of a team, that's all you want from your players.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Just love our city back. And it's, you know, the golden road is ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool. And I didn't realize this, but I don't know if Doug Peterson is some closet Chicago Bulls fan or what the deal is. But we talked about Phil Jackson talking to the team. We talked about that on Friday. Apparently, Steve Kerr also addressed the Philadelphia Eagles. Just keep cranking them out.
Joe Exotic is nice.
I love the mindset of Doug Peterson and what he's trying to preach to this team, because he knows he can't get everybody in the same room for that motivation of having everybody right next to each other, that competitive edge. So he's bringing in some great competitors, Phil Jackson, Steve Kerr, to like talk these guys up. Like that's preaching winning.
Keeping your mind right.
I don't know what it's going to amount to when the season actually starts. And the NFL gave some news the other day saying that they're still all systems go with planning on having fans in the stadium. And look, that's September. I don't know what, and maybe even August when you talk about preseason games. I don't know what the future holds for all of us. Nobody does. But the NFL is just saying, you know what? As of right now, here's the plan. Here's the deal. We talked about briefly the other day, Ohio State saying they want to have 20,000 to 55,000 people in the stadium at the same time, depending on what the laws, rules are at the time when the college football season is ready to open up. We'll see what the future holds. But as of right now, the NFL is like, yeah, we're going to have fans. That's what we're planning on. So we'll follow the rest of that story throughout the day today. We'll talk about what this means when you have all these different leaders, all these different winners addressing the Eagles and the message it sends.
Little T's next.
Lil T?
Lil T, Fauci.
Really?
Yeah, he's next. He's going to talk to the boys.
Now, if that happens, I'm guaranteeing the Super Bowl. I'm guaranteeing another Super Bowl for the Eagles. But we'll get into that. We'll also let you hear from Adrian Wojnarowski a little bit later in the show today, because he basically said two things over the weekend. One was that everything's on the table with the NBA. The other was it's all but confirmed Orlando's the spot to start up some playoffs, possibly even some regular season games. That still seems odd to me to go to the regular season. I still say the same thing I said Friday. No need. Just have the playoffs. And I do want to get more into the idea. By the way, Paul Hudrick, NBC Sports Philadelphia, is going to join us at 9 o'clock today to talk about that a little further as far as the NBA goes. But when you relate it back to baseball, is anybody going to be missing baseball? We heard Buster.
Probably not, if everything else comes back.
We heard Buster Olney. And I can't say it enough. This comes from a baseball first guy. You hear Buster Olney say, both sides of the table are saying right now, the players' union and the league, they're saying the same thing. We got to get something done. Okay, that's easy to say. It's actually one thing to say, and it's another thing to actually do it. I don't have faith that they're actually going to get something done, and they realize what they're up against. They're going to be up against playoffs in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be up against playoffs in the NBA, which is going to take you, what, a month? Month and a half?
Yeah.
So now you're in July. Now you're in the middle of August at the end of all this. Football season's right there.
And then you're staring down the barrel of the Goliath that is the NFL.
Yeah. Right. If you're baseball.
Oh, you're in trouble.
And you are looking for a way to totally sabotage yourself, this is the way you do it. You would hold off everything and go up against NFL, NHL, and NBA all at the best times for all of those sports and say, hey, if we wanted to sabotage ourselves, we would start up right when all those other sports are at their peak. Good luck, baseball.
Yeah, you thought you were the redheaded stepchild before.
Yeah, right.
Forget about it. Are you kidding me?
So we'll continue to dissect that, but I want you to think about this. What's the next great thing you want to see involving sports? In honor of the Match 2 being an amazing success over the weekend, what's the next best thing you want to see in sports? We'll discuss that throughout the show. 610-632-0975 if you want to get in on the program. Time of the Fanatic, 624.
Fanatic Sports Update. A match win. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by LIHEAP from PGW. There's money available to help cover your PGW gas bill, but you have to apply to get it. Text the word WARM to 75308. PGW, energy for us all. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the Match Champions for Charity over the weekend. Their pair took home the title while also donating $24 million between the four of them to COVID-19 relief. Tom Brady was able to add more into the donation pot when pro golfer Brooks Koepka tweeted out a pledge of $100,000 if he was able to hit par on remaining holes in the tournament. Brady then went on to birdie on hole 7 while also ripping his pants. The six-time Super Bowl champion then turned to Twitter for dad joke of the weekend, stating his pants must have wanted to take part in social distancing. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the xFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
These are crazy times. Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting, and we are back to work, and we are hiring. We had a big backlog of work when we went into shutdown, and now we have an even bigger backlog. It's spring, and there are a lot of houses to paint. Are you a professional painter? Find out about our signing bonus. We offer great pay, benefits, training programs, and we are a great place to work. To apply for a position of painter, carpenter, or apprentice, and to find out how we will keep you and our customers safe, visit NolanPainting.com.
This is Ron Jaworski. In these unprecedented times, family is more important than ever. And by that, I mean all family. Your coworkers, your neighbors, and your friends. Ron Jaworski Golf is committed to delivering an exceptional golf experience and will be ready for you when the time comes again to hit the links. I look forward to the day when we can all be hitting the golf ball together, talking football, and just having a good time talking sports. Until then, from the Ron Jaworski Golf family to yours, we wish you safety and health and can't wait to see you again soon.
Redbox has fun and excitement the whole family will love. Get ready to solve the greatest mystery of all time. Stream the theatrical home release of Scoob. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated face their biggest, toughest mystery yet and discover that Scooby's secret legacy could be the key to stopping a global dogpocalypse. Scoob is now available, so stream this premium rental with Redbox On Demand on your smart TV or favorite device today. Subject to applicable taxes, additional terms at Redbox.com.
You and Almonds versus That Song by That Guy. You've heard it a million times, and all day it's been right there on the very tip of your tongue. Suddenly you've got it, and you shout your realization from the rooftops. Then you realize you've just yelled, "Baby, that's the stuff," to a room full of strangers. It was worth it. It is the stuff after all.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for those 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, it might have remained on the tip of your tongue till the end of time. California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup, so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
Redbox has fun and excitement the whole family will love. Get ready to solve the greatest mystery of all time. Stream the theatrical home release of Scoob. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated face their biggest, toughest mystery yet and discover that Scooby's secret legacy could be the key to stopping a global dogpocalypse. Scoob is now available, so stream this premium rental with Redbox On Demand on your smart TV or favorite device today. Subject to applicable taxes, additional terms at Redbox.com.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. Let me tell you about a new home delivery service called Cinch. Cinch delivers propane right to your doorstep so you can keep grilling all summer long. And right now, Cinch is offering your first tank exchange for just $10 when you use my promo code FANATIC. Just go to cinch.com, that's spelled C-Y-N-C-H. Pick a delivery date that's convenient for you and use my promo code FANATIC at checkout to get your $10 tank. No more going through the hassle of lugging the used tank to the store. Stay safe and stay grilling with Cinch.
Farsetti in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The FANATIC.
But forgetting things left and right. Bob, you went and got your headphones. They were in the car. Jamie forgot his coffee.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need that coffee.
This is ridiculous.
I drank a lot of beers this weekend.
See why days off are stupid, Bob? Look, we don't even have our brains with us today.
I can get by without my brain. I often do.
Well, you said
why did those 3 days go so damn fast?
I did, yeah. I thought
and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week will go slow as hell.
I had a nice little buzz yesterday. I was just like, wow.
You had a nice little buzz?
Monday. It's Monday already. Work tomorrow. Yeah, go figure. By the way, 6 o'clock hours brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC for all your power generation HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit unitedrentals.com. You got your head screwed on right, though, Bobby? You're fine?
Sometimes.
You seem great.
No, I'm good. All's good. Good weekend.
All right, we're going to make it official with our Twitter poll today, brought to you by Window Nation. Sam Wilson, before we even get to the Twitter poll, did you ever think in your radio career you would ever write Tom Brady split his pants in an update?
No, but it's hilarious.
Fair enough. What do we have?
If you're the Under Armour marketing guy, you're just going, damn it.
Are you?
I was dying when that happened.
It's not a good look.
Eh.
I mean, it's publicity for Under Armour, but...
Didn't he also
good
say
thing he wasn't commando?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like Giselle hasn't told him, like, no underwear. It's not organic or something. I don't know. All right, Sam, what are we asking the good people today?
Today we're asking in honor of the match two. What's the next sports feature event that you would want to see? Comment below, and I just put it out, so it's fresh and we haven't gotten anything.
It's out there for the people to comment on. Thank you very much, Sam Wilson. So Adrian Wojnarowski was talking about the NBA as per usual on ESPN yesterday, and I just find it amazing that this is going to start up in the not too distant future, and I feel like when it comes back, it's going to take a couple of games for us to feel like we're back in the swing of things. It's going to take some getting used to without having fans in the stands, as we all know. We know the testing that's going to have to happen in both the NHL and NBA for this to resume, and the protocol that has to be in place for all this to get back underway. But Wojnarowski gave over the weekend the latest in terms of the NBA getting things going, and he said that the league was discussing three different options at the time. Here's Woj on ESPN over the weekend.
Now, there's essentially three models they're looking at. One is to play as many regular season games as they can and then go to the playoffs, and that would be with all likely with all 30 teams, and then a pared-down version that might include a play-in tournament for teams who are still outside of the playoff picture in the standings, or possibly pool play into the postseason. There isn't a great appetite, especially among the contenders, of going right to the playoffs. They want to be able to get some games in. And financially for the players, there's a benefit. The more games they play, the more salary they're going to get that the league is not going to be able to take back from them with a force majeure.
I told you before, I don't care about the regular season. That doesn't appeal to me at all. But if it helps the players say yes to returning, then by all means, play the games. If the players are saying, well, hold on a second, we want to make sure that we can cash a couple more checks, help us, and that helps the sport come back, oh, man, write the checks, man. Sign on that dotted line. Enjoy yourself. Get out there and play. If that's what helps the process along, then I think everyone would agree with, yes, absolutely have that happen. But if the players are still a little worried about the health concerns here, and when you listen to guys like LeBron James and who else was out there? You had Chris Paul out there. You had Giannis Antetokounmpo. All these guys say, oh, yeah, we're fine with coming back. We have to come back. Basically, we feel healthy enough that we feel safe enough to the point where we can do this. Then you're going to make it happen. But if the other guys need those paychecks as well, and they're saying to themselves, you know what, if I'm going to play, this has got to be worth it for me financially, especially if I'm putting myself at risk, then play the regular season games. But I think most fans just want to see them return at full force for a postseason type of atmosphere.
Yeah, and I still find it hard to believe or hard to fathom that they're going to get every NBA team in just Orlando and play regular season games. Like, if you're doing just playoffs and it's 16 teams, okay, I can fathom that. But you're gonna get 32 teams, or was it 30?
Yeah,
in Orlando all at once. Like, I would be more up for, if you're gonna get some regular season games, and okay, West Coast play out in Vegas, the East Coast play, Eastern Conference play down in Orlando, have some games to get your legs under you, whatever, maybe 10 games a team, and then reconvene, whether it's in, you know, Orlando probably, and have your playoffs there. But to get all 32 or 30 whatever teams in the same place at the same time
seems dangerous.
Yeah, I just don't know. And if it's Orlando and Disney's opening back up, wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and
it's going to be the Ozarks all over again.
Jason Bateman was just shaking his head at that scene the other day.
Yeah, that was wild, wasn't it?
It was insane. Yeah, it was insane. But yeah, we'll get to that a little bit more later. But as far as the NBA goes, if it helps the process, by all means, you know, get the players out there playing more games, fine. What, are we going to complain about watching more basketball?
No.
I don't think so, especially after having 3 months of not having, 3.5 months almost, of not having any sports. Yeah, I think I'll take the extra games. But if you're a player in this atmosphere, wouldn't you want to cut it down and feel safe? Like the NHL, their plan that's been approved is 24 teams. Why 24? Well, because there's other teams that aren't in the race at all, and they don't want to risk coming back when it doesn't mean anything to them in the standings. It might mean something financially, and they'd want to come back, but maybe they don't want to leave their home country right now.
17% of the NHL is overseas.
Is overseas, not even in North America.
Yeah.
That's not even just the United States. Yeah. That's overseas.
Are already.
Across the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific, depending.
17%.
Yeah. So they're in a situation that's a little bit different than the NBA. The NBA does have its international influence. We all know that. Not as heavy as the NHL, as you would assume. But when it comes to starting things up again, what you want to have in place is obviously safety for the players, them feeling secure, and it seems like they're at that point. But you also want them to feel like they're not going to be overcrowded, which eventually goes back to the safety. It goes back to the safety route. And it all does come down to Orlando. And that's what Woj also went on to talk about yesterday on ESPN when he was talking about how it's all but decided it's Orlando.
Well, I think what was most interesting to everybody in the league was that the league made the decision that this would be a one-site venue, that the league wasn't going to split up between Orlando and possibly Las Vegas. And it raises the question of whether all 30 teams will be there. If there were going to be 30 teams, might they have split it among two sites? But the one thing Adam Silver, in talking to players and owners, he's emphasized the idea not of a bubble, but he's trying to utilize the term campus, a campus environment, that he doesn't want a situation where players have to just stay in their hotel rooms when they're not playing, that they can get outside, they can move around.
Well, that's one of the things that we talked about the other day as far as that campus environment, which sounds cozy, doesn't it, and fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yee-yee. I mean, Bob, you've mentioned the families that need to be there as well, that would want to be there. The players will want their families around them. That's even more people being in one concentrated area.
Yeah, and if you, how many regular season games are you thinking of running here? Because if you're just doing playoffs, okay, you go, you lose, you're out, you're done.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only a couple of week thing. Maybe it's if your team advances, it could be a couple of months thing. All right, now you're going to throw in, say it's 10 regular season games. Well, you're not going to play them over. You're not going to throw them out on the floor and say, oh, here's 10 games in 20 days. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be another month. Because you're probably going to play once every 2-3 days, whatever it may be, and then the time off between that and the playoffs starting. So, yeah, you're talking about these guys being away from their families for months.
For months, exactly.
And you can say, yeah, well, they do that during the regular season anyway. Well, kind of.
Kind of.
But not really.
And they can visit them whenever they want. And travel is usually a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
Yeah.
And so I think the NBA is making a mistake if that's the way they want to go about it.
How can you like, Steve Kerr's already scratched the season off. He's already turned the page to 2020, 2021. Like, how do you get your guys geared back up and say, well, I know, we have no chance of making the playoffs, but come on, we got to play 10 regular season games. Really? And who's not to say that's how injury doesn't really happen? Guys that half-ass play or care, that's most likely when injuries happen. Mm-hmm. So you're risking something more than your health with the pandemic. Now you're risking it as a player also. So
the only thing that would make it enticing is
money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to get paychecks if you don't go.
Or if you don't play. Right.
Yeah.
If you're one of the teams.
It sucks that it has to come to that, but that's what it is.
Well, I mean,
it's no different than anybody else facing these situations
right.
in America
right
now.
Yeah, you don't work, you don't get paid.
Yeah, you don't want to show up, don't get paid. And they're in the same shoes.
Exactly. So, look, a lot of people are being told, hey, it's time to come back to work, even before June 5th when things really open up again. But that's the reality of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the bars in Philadelphia in terms of we're just trying to get as close to that number that we got to get to every single month to essentially pay our rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you're like a Draymond Green who's gotten paid in your career and you're fine down the road, you have the luxury of saying, yeah, coach, I'm good. Keep my checks rest this year. I'll see you in 2021.
See, that's where LeBron James puts pressure on everybody else.
Yeah. But the rookies and the guys that haven't made their coin yet, they don't really have that luxury.
Right. Like, what if you were a process sixer, for instance, and all this was going on?
Yeah, Tony Roten showing up to those games. Hollis Thompson? Yeah, coach. We ready to go yet?
Right. You're waiting with bated breath to get the go-ahead from the league. So when the stars come out and basically say that we're going to get underway, you just wait and see, then you're kind of start to get a lot more optimism for actually starting the sport up again. Which, long story short, is this is just all a matter of time. I think they know how they're going to go about it. It's just a matter of going through all the proper steps to approve it, make sure everybody feels like they feel safe in going back to the stadiums, and feel like they not just the stadiums, but just one key location. Orlando is where all this is going to go down. It's just a matter of time before they just approve everything and it gets underway. I really do feel like we are going to start seeing players show up in the next couple of weeks for workouts, individualized workouts. We already saw Joel Embiid at the practice facility working out 2 weeks ago now.
Tampa Bay Rays got in the stadium facility in Tampa this weekend.
Yeah, the Phillies still have the Carpenter Complex, Spectrum Field, I think, closed down still. But like all these things are out there in terms of plans, proposed ideas. Now it seems like everything's finally starting to come to fruition where we can look at a more or less a set date, which is mid-July, early July, about when everything's going to get underway again. So we can actually look forward to that a little bit. Now, you mentioned a minor league ballpark there. People can make a dream come true. And this is certainly a dream of mine. And it has to do with playing baseball on an actual professional baseball field. I don't know if you saw this story, Bob, but this could turn around a lot of people's attitudes about quarantine very quickly if you offer this opportunity. We'll talk about what that opportunity is when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And ladies and gentlemen, Window Nation is doing a great thing in our area. As a local essential business, they're staying open right now to help you out with new windows. If your home needs new windows, call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com because they do a phenomenal job. My wife and I, when we bought our house, we had them come over to check out the windows. It turns out the previous owners had put in Window Nation windows because you know why? They're smart. They know what they're doing. And Window Nation windows that we have are spectacular. If you need new windows, if maybe they're grimy, maybe they're old, maybe you can't open them, give Window Nation a call or visit windownation.com. They're adhering to all CDC guidelines, by the way, for an at-home visit or a virtual visit as well, where they can check out your windows virtually and let you know what you need to do. And it takes less time, by the way, than watching the local news. So give Window Nation a call. Have them check out your windows if you need new windows in the house. They'll take great care of you. You take care of a local essential business. And by the way, right now, times are tough. They realize it. So what they're doing is offering 2 years with no payments. Doesn't get much better than that. No payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
NBA inching forward. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by AmeriGas. Cinch is a propane tank home delivery service that delivers propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's C-Y-N-C-H.com, and use promo code Fanatic to get your first tank exchange for just $10. The NBA and their Players Association are still in discussions about how to resume their season. One possibility in deep discussion is whether or not the league will be able to negotiate with Walt Disney World in Orlando to become their host site. Adrian Wojnarowski reported yesterday that the director of the NBA's player union, Michelle Roberts, is reaching out to teams to see how players feel about the possible host site, financial implications, and more. One thing teams are seriously considering negotiating is the possibility to return directly to the league's host site in hopes that it would shorten their return time. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Get your Wawa order faster and save time with mobile ordering on the Wawa app. Browse our menu of hoagies and salads made your way. Soups, sides, handcrafted lattes, and more. Just order and prepay in the app, then pick up and go. You can even pick a time. From morning to late night, we're here to make it easier to get your Wawa favorites. Order ahead on the Wawa app today. Gotta have a Wawa. At Wawa, we're focused on making your shopping experience as safe as possible. We have new safety measures like counter shields, social distancing markers, masks, and temperature checks for every associate. We also created the Wawa Clean Force, a highly trained staff dedicated to keeping our stores safe through industry-leading sanitation. This is our new routine, so you can get back to yours. So stop in, order ahead, or get it delivered. Wawa has you covered.
Governor Wolf's recent order allows your neighborhood auto dealers to stay open for essential transportation needs. So whether your job is essential or you need to get your essentials, your dealership is here to make sure that you can get wherever you need to be. Whether you're servicing your vehicle or you need something new, your dealers can arrange for that delivery that meets CDC social distance guidelines. It's just a call, text, or click away. We know everything is different these days, but together we can and we will drive forward.
What if we're still working from home when summer hits?
I'll just work in my Speedo.
No, you won't. Should we get our air conditioner checked?
Good question.
Can we get it checked?
That's a better question.
As an essential business, Pierce, Phelps, and Bryant will do whatever it takes, including safety masks, gloves, and social distancing, to keep you comfortable this summer, like flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce, Phelps, Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/grow for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/grow.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
Feel so alive!
off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off. Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
If you love online poker, we've got game. PokerStars, the world's number one poker site, is live in PA. Now that winter is over, spring into winning with poker plus tons more casino games. Ante in today and get $30 free play on your first deposit, plus your next deposit matched up to $600. Now that's a winning hand. Download the PokerStars app or play online at PokerStars.com. Pennsylvania, New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer. 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Barzetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to get more into this question, but I'm just going to throw it out. We've touched on it, but I really want to examine it. Would you really miss baseball? If you're a 4-for-4 guy and you get hockey going, you get basketball going, you have the training camp starting up, maybe preseason, NFL around the corner in September, are you going to be getting into baseball for however many games they play this season? Would you miss it if you have those other, well, two sports active in their prime, and then the most popular sport in America, the NFL, just getting underway? Literally, you have the bridge, the perfect bridge to football. Would you miss baseball in that span? We'll examine that a little bit more coming up at 7 o'clock today. We'll also talk about the NHL real quick because it could have a big impact on the NBA. The NHL took some big steps forward over the last couple of days here, including a 24-team format, which is what we just touched on for a second, in terms of not every team participating because not every team's in it for the playoffs. So some teams are out of it. They don't want to risk anything leaving their home country and coming back to the States to play in a game, play in a couple of games, play in some tournament that they're not going to make it in anyway. So they feel like the risk reward is not even there. So some of the things that they highlighted in their proposal for phase two, which was to get things underway starting up, they're targeting a date in early June to start this implementation of phase two. As of right now, that's their goal, is to get things started by early June. What is phase two exactly? It means that they could have individualized workouts in the facility. 24-team tournament would get underway. 14-day quarantine for people using any type of public transit. Now, I don't mean SEPTA. I mean, like, they get on a plane, they use a bus, whatever it might be, even a private jet. Anything that's not their car, essentially, 14-day quarantine. So that would be a delay, to say the least.
Yeah.
But it would also help you with the amount of people that are allowed in your own team facility. If guys have to take 2 weeks off and quarantine themselves to not use the facility, well, then that's 2 weeks you don't have to worry about them coming in anyway. So then the other thing is testing. And this is probably the biggest sticking point for a lot of these guys. In the NHL, testing must be done 48 hours prior to going to a team facility. So before they go back, they got to make sure that they're in the clear. Testing must be done. This is what's interesting in the NHL world because they're acknowledging this. Testing must be done in the context of excess testing capacity. So as to not deprive healthcare workers, vulnerable populations, and symptomatic individuals from necessary diagnostic tests. So what they're highlighting is saying that when we get tests, we're doing it in the fashion that does not take away from the healthcare workers in our team's area. It's good they're thinking of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works because, to me, if there's tests available, then how are they going in one direction and not the other? Like, explaining that to me is difficult because I just don't get it. If a test exists, how is it not in the hands of a healthcare worker? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
So even though you're saying that, good on you, NHL, for acknowledging that there's an issue.
These words are coming out of your mouth, but I just don't understand them.
You're coming off as stupid. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the cut to the chase, you're coming off as stupid to me. When you're telling me, oh, no, these tests are out here, but they're not the tests from over there. I understand that it's not the same pool of tests, but isn't that the problem? If they're available for healthcare, if they're available, then they should be available for healthcare workers.
Seems pretty simple, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Kind of.
Not for nothing. It is that simple.
Yeah.
What the hell? All right. Now, if you're making mass tests, like, it's still, it's amazing to me. Wuhan tested like 6.5 million people. That's more than half their population. They've already gone through like half the people in like 10 days. It's a little different government over there. I get it. But we get a little ounce of that. Can we get a little touch? Can we get a little touch of that? That'd be great. Let's get to Jeff in Camden. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Mark?
What's up, buddy?
So it's been an interesting month for the Jersey Juggernaut. It really has.
Who's the Jersey Juggernaut?
You don't know?
Is that you?
I think it's Jeff, self-proclaimed.
Okay. I was in that studio, man, years ago, in like 2006. I was in that very studio you're in Bala Cynwyd.
Uh-huh.
With Harry Mays and Jamie Yannicone called me in. I was sitting in my expedition.
Okay.
And they called me in to come into the studio.
All right.
It was just strange. So I go into the studio the next day, and they have a meatball eating contest in Swedesboro, which Jamie Yannicone won. Long story short, Mike Missanelli actually was about to come on. He saw me. He's looking like, what the hell is going on? So back to what I was talking about with UFC. I sound like Rocky rambling right now.
Yeah, but hold on.
The important question is, do you have any problem eating other people's meatballs? Because Mark doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going, man, but meatballs a fine dish. It's a fine Italian invention that's made for spaghetti and everything like that, which has been refined by a lot of different people. Meatballs are good.
Okay,
Jeff, hold on. Are you the Jersey Juggernaut?
I am.
Oh, okay. That clears that up. What happened in the UFC?
All right, Tyron Woodley is fighting Saturday, live pay per view.
Really?
Yeah. Fighting Saturday, man. It's a welterweight fight. He's on a quest to get his welterweight title back.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to get like a hotel, have like a very few people in there wearing masks and stuff like that. It's not going to be a party. It's just going to be a quick gathering, you know, to watch this pay-per-view fight.
How many people are you inviting, Jeff?
About five or six.
Five or six people in a hotel room.
And it's going to be a suite, though.
A suite?
Yeah.
Big. So,
are we talking about
where are we getting this suite at, Jeff? Over here in the city or
Mount Laurel? Going to be on Mount Laurel.
Okay.
So basically, and if you guys want testing, they're doing testing right over at Dudley Grange Park. They stick two tubes up your nose. It takes a couple seconds, and they give you some free gifts, and you're on your way. You get your results in 2 to 3 days. Cooper's doing it.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
All right, man. Jersey Juggernaut. I did not know that was your nickname. I know you really like fighting.
I spoke to my promoter the other day, so I currently do not have a promoter because it was a bad situation. You know, he come riding up on me, and then he's like, this guy was following me. He put a ninja mask on. I was about to clear his clock, and then he rides up on me, and he's all like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, man, get out of here. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You going to commit a crime? And I kind of cursed at him. And then my old buddy from high school walks up in the sexiest dress I've ever seen. And I think I might have asked her out on a date because, you know, I ain't right in the head. And she's all like, okay. But I did not show up. So I'm in trouble, buddy.
Oh, my goodness, my friend. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Jeff, yeah. Jersey Juggernaut, you stay safe, brother.
You too, bro.
All right, my man. Meatballs, UFC, he has no promoter. Hotel room party.
Yeah. And he stood a girl up.
Yep.
Well, in Jersey, you're allowed up to 10 people now indoors.
Really?
25 outdoors,
okay.
So 10 indoors. That came out over the weekend, yeah.
All right.
Murphy dropped that one.
Governor Murphy.
So Jeff's within the proper distancing.
Yeah, he's all right.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about my boy Murph, all right? I never lived in Jersey a day in my life, okay? I like that Murphy fella. I don't know anything about his politics. I just like him. I don't know anything about his politics. I don't know if he's Democrat, Republican. I don't know what he is.
He's a former Goldman Sachs guy. Big paper guy.
Oh, yeah. Is he a big paper guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big paper guy.
Huge. Whatever it is, I like his attitude. When he told everybody, he's like, look, my name's Murphy, and I'm telling you to stay home during St. Patrick's Day. What's that tell you? I was like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like this guy. But that's great. Okay, so 25 people outside, 10 inside. Yeah. So Jeff and Camden's
keeping
it real.
He's safe.
He's safe. Five people? You know, I don't believe it's going to be five people. Because they're going to tell two friends, and then they're going to tell two friends, and then they're going to tell two. Next thing you know, we're going to be there. Yeah. How the hell did we get here?
We had 7 or 8 indoors yesterday, and we were like, whoa, this is weird. And we're like, no, we're fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's weird.
I want to get one of them wind protectors that you wind, you know, the parents sit in this, like, plastic bubble when their kids like playing soccer. Yeah. Yeah. I want one of those for situations like this. Like my next family reunion.
Yeah.
I will just be in one of them. We're supposed to have a big cousin get together in like a couple of weeks down in Baltimore.
Which cousins?
She'd be there.
Really?
The side of the family, the Baltimore cousins, the Polish people.
Oh, yeah. Take pictures.
That would be that side of the family down there. No, it ain't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.